Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Global Mindset, A Guide for Cross-Cultural Leadership by Steve McKinney, is a business leadership guide about operating effectively in international and multicultural environments. The book addresses a practical problem faced by many managers: methods that work in one country, company culture, or professional setting may fail when applied unchanged elsewhere. Drawing on decades of global business experience, including work connected to Asia and international brands, McKinney presents global leadership as a learnable discipline, rather than a personality trait or a matter of travel experience. The book is positioned as an accessible resource for executives, managers, entrepreneurs, and professionals who lead diverse teams or hope to expand into international markets. Its purpose is not to provide a purely academic theory of culture, but to help leaders build habits of cultural intelligence, adaptability, trust building, and structured communication. The result is a practical guide to making better decisions when business relationships cross borders. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, global mindset as a leadership capability beyond cultural awareness. And a central idea of global mindset is that cultural awareness alone is not enough for effective international leadership. Awareness can help a leader notice that customs, communication styles, and expectations differ across regions, but the book treats that as only the starting point. A global mindset requires the ability to interpret those differences without immediately judging them through familiar assumptions. This matters because leaders often carry hidden ideas about decision speed, hierarchy, directness, accountability, and conflict into settings where those ideas may not be shared. The book frames global leadership as a disciplined practice of curiosity, observation, and adjustment. Rather than asking leaders to memorize national stereotypes, it encourages them to develop habits that work across many unfamiliar contexts. These include asking better questions, checking assumptions, and separating business objectives from the cultural habits through which those objectives are usually pursued. This distinction is important because it prevents cultural learning from becoming a checklist. A leader with a global mindset does not simply know facts about other cultures, but can adapt behavior while still maintaining strategic clarity. That makes the concept useful for both international expansion and domestic workplaces with multicultural teams. Secondly, why familiar leadership tools often fail in cross-border settings. The book emphasizes that leaders entering international environments quickly discover the limits of familiar management tools. Processes for meetings, feedback, negotiation, hiring, performance review, or escalation may appear universal inside one organization, yet they can produce confusion when used in another cultural setting. The reason is not that one approach is correct and another is defective, but that leadership tools depend on shared expectations. For example, a direct feedback style may be interpreted as efficient in one workplace and disrespectful in another. A consensus-oriented decision process may be seen as inclusive by some teams and slow or ambiguous by others. Global mindset treats these mismatches as predictable leadership risks rather than personal failures. The practical implication is that leaders need to diagnose context before applying methods. They must ask how authority is understood, how disagreement is expressed, how trust is earned, and how decisions become legitimate. This approach makes the book especially relevant for managers promoted from successful local roles into regional or global responsibilities. It warns that prior success can become a liability when it hardens into automatic behavior. Effective cross-border leadership requires transferring principles, not blindly transferring routines. Thirdly, agility and adaptability as operating habits for global teams. Global mindset presents adaptability as more than flexibility and attitude. In international business, leaders face shifting market conditions, language barriers, regulatory differences, and varied expectations about authority and collaboration. The book connects global mindset with the ability to adjust quickly while preserving direction. This is where ideas associated with proactive agility become relevant. The leader is not merely reacting to cultural surprises after they create friction, but building a team environment where change is expected, discussed, and used constructively. This requires practical habits testing assumptions early, inviting local knowledge, revising plans when new information appears, and avoiding the belief that headquarters always has the most accurate view. Adaptability also has a personal dimension. Leaders must tolerate ambiguity without losing credibility, because global work often offers incomplete information and competing interpretations. The book treats this capacity as a management skill that can be developed through reflection and experience. Its value lies in linking cultural leadership to business execution. Adaptable leaders do not abandon standards or strategy. They learn how to achieve them through locally intelligent methods. That distinction helps prevent two common errors: rigid standardization on one side and unfocused accommodation on the other. Fourthly, trust, psychological safety, and structured dialogue in multicultural collaboration. One of the more distinctive emphases of the book is its focus on trust as the foundation of cross-cultural collaboration. Many discussions of global leadership concentrate on etiquette, communication styles, or national norms. But Global Mindset gives significant attention to whether people feel safe enough to speak honestly. This is crucial because multicultural teams often hide disagreement to avoid embarrassment, protect hierarchy, or prevent relationship damage. When that happens, leaders may mistake silence for alignment and discover problems only after decisions have failed. The book points towards structured dialogue as a way to make disagreement productive rather than personal. Structure matters because simply telling people to speak up may not overcome cultural or organizational barriers. Leaders need to create repeatable practices that clarify the purpose of discussion, separate critique from blame, and make room for quieter or lower status voices. Psychological safety does not mean avoiding conflict, it means making conflict usable. In global teams, that can be the difference between superficial harmony and genuine collaboration. The book also suggests that humility is a practical leadership asset. A leader who admits incomplete understanding makes it easier for others to contribute local insight, correct misunderstandings, and improve decisions before mistakes become expensive. Lastly, case-based guidance for leaders facing real international business decisions. Global Mindset is positioned as a practical guide rather than a theoretical survey, and its use of real-world examples is central to that identity. The book draws on experience from international teams, professional services, and global companies to show how cross-cultural issues appear inside ordinary business decisions. This matters because leadership problems rarely arrive labeled as cultural problems. They may look like slow execution, poor engagement, unclear accountability, resistance to change, or failed communication between offices. By grounding its lessons in case-based situations, the book helps readers connect abstract ideas such as agility, trust, and cultural intelligence to the work of managing people and organizations. The practical orientation also makes the book accessible to leaders who do not need an academic framework, but do need better judgment in complex settings. Its examples appear designed to show patterns rather than provide formulas. That is important because no single rule can cover every country, industry, or team composition. The value of the case-based approach is that it trains leaders to notice variables who has authority, how information moves, what people risk by disagreeing, and where assumptions differ. This makes the book useful as a decision aid for managers operating across borders. In conclusion, Global Mindset is most useful for leaders, managers, founders, consultants, and human resources professionals who work with international or culturally diverse teams. It is also relevant for professionals preparing for global assignments, regional leadership roles, cross-border partnerships, or expansion into unfamiliar markets. The practical benefit of the book is that it helps readers move from good intentions about diversity to specific leadership behaviors questioning assumptions. Adapting communication, building trust, creating safer disagreement, and balancing global standards with local realities. Intellectually, it encourages readers to treat culture as a dynamic factor in decision-making rather than as a set of fixed national traits. Compared with many books in the cross-cultural leadership category, its distinguishing feature is its applied, experience-based positioning. It does not appear designed mainly as an academic model of culture or a motivational argument for globalization. Instead, it focuses on the everyday work of leading people when familiar habits no longer produce reliable results. Its attention to trust and structured dialogue also gives it a broader managerial relevance. I'll point because these issues affect multicultural collaboration as much as market entry or international strategy. Readers looking for dense research theory may need a different book. But those seeking a practical leadership guide grounded in global business experience are the clearest audience. If you would like to support Steve McKinney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.